Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, November 12, 2019. Fight for your freedom. First, I want to give you what the impeachment rundown will look like tomorrow, 10 a.m. All the networks will take it, all the cables. You're not going to be able to get away from it. And there are three committees that I guess will be in order. The first one is Schiff's Committee on Intelligence, then Maloney's Committee on Government Reform, and the third one, Elliot Engel's Committee on Foreign Affairs. Two guests. You want to put it guests? State Department official George Kent. He's been in the federal government since 1992. He's a swamp creature. Not disparaging Mr. Kent, but he's not an elected official of any kind. He's a bureaucrat. And the other guy is acting U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Bill Taylor. He took over. Mike Pompeo brought him in. But he knows Marie Yovanovitch, who was booted by President Trump. Now, she'll come in Friday. Ambassador Yovanovitch. She'll testify, and then she hates Trump. So to handicap this, Kent despises Trump. Bill Taylor doesn't like him very much. And the ambassador despises him. It's not a lot of pro-Trump stuff coming up the first few, three interviews. Now, the only thing that happened today was the Inspector General of the Intelligence Departments announced that the whistleblower, the 33-year-old CIA guy, has a GoFundMe. Oh, what a shock. What a shock. Has raised a couple hundred thousand so he can pay his lawyers, Zaid and the other guys who want to get Trump out of there. They don't want to work for free. So this guy's paying him. Same thing happened with Christine Blasey Ford. She had a GoFundMe. I went up close to $1 million. That was to pay her radical lawyers. See, these lawyers, I mean, they're radical leftists, but they don't want to work for free. So anyway, the inspector general is saying, whoa. This might be unethical by the CIA whistleblower to set up this GoFundMe so he can get money. Of course it's unethical. The whole thing's a fraud, as I explained. So that happened today. Now, I'm a historian, and here's how I see this impeachment from that point of view. I'm going to, as you know, we're not covering the he said, she said of the impeachment. We think it's a phony deal, stacked deck, leaking we don't cover. We don't cover any of that. But history is interesting. When Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, Andrew Johnson, the vice president, took over, and Andrew Johnson was a drunk. He's an alcoholic, and he was an incompetent boob. And members of the Lincoln administration didn't want him there. Seward and guys like that, they didn't want him. And they undermined him, and he got impeached, and he escaped by one vote in the Senate. Now, should he have been impeached? Impossible to say. The man was an incompetent. All right, Lincoln had set up this reconstruction in the South. Johnson had no blanket idea how to pull it off and didn't really want to. So that was that. Then the next guy was Richard Nixon, who had to resign or he would have been impeached. Now, what happened there, as you'll remember, and you younger viewers may not remember, is that elements of Nixon's reelection campaign broke into Democratic National Committee headquarters at the Watergate Hotel in Washington. That Watergate Hotel is still there. It's condos now. So they broke in, they rifled around trying to find stuff that Nixon's reelection campaign could use. Now, did Nixon know about that? We don't know whether he knew about the actual break-in. Nobody knows. But he did cover it up. When he found out about it, he lied about it and tried to cover it up and destroyed evidence and all that. Guilty as sin. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world
reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
All right, so the other thing that's happening today is the Supreme Court is hearing arguments about Donald Trump rolling back the DACA, the Dreamers executive order from Barack Obama. I'll just break it down for you. Barack Obama wanted to give 900,000 people in the country resident status, not make them citizens, but say you couldn't be deported because those people were brought to the United States by parents or relatives when they were babies. And they had been here for a long time, and they're called the Dreamers. And there were all kinds of things that were attached to it. They couldn't have criminal records. They had to be law-abiding. They had to be in educational facilities, on and on and on. So President Trump got in. He said, this is really unconstitutional. It goes around the federal law. I want a new federal law, and I'm willing to compromise on the Dreamers. Trump doesn't want to deport the Dreamers. He doesn't. Okay? He wants to get a deal. An immigration deal, which would fund his wall, provide security, and then he'd let the 900,000 stay. All right, that's what he wants. He's been quite clear. But Democrats wouldn't cooperate with him because they want open borders, essentially. And so it's in the Supreme Court. If I had to make a prediction on this, I would say that Trump will win 5-4 because he does, as a sitting president, have the power to override in executive order from a previous president. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, let's do the mail. First one's on a message board. Tom, I love this country. Cannot understand why the Democrats are trying to destroy it. I'm an old man now and have seen many things in politics, but this is the first time I can remember the loyal minority refusing to accept an election and continuing to attack the president of the United States. That's it. First time I can really remember this kind of vitriol. I went back. They hated Andrew Johnson. Jefferson and John Adams hated each other. Jackson and John Quincy Adams. But I think this is the worst it's ever been. Lyle Matthews, Butte, Montana, if the president is found not guilty and not impeached by the Senate, then could this whistleblower guy be found guilty of treason? No. Whistleblower's protected. He's not, nothing going to happen to him other than, you know, this program and others have told you his name and that he's a political operative, not a whistleblower. Ian Keogh, Toronto, Canada. Canadians will tolerate a prime minister who wore a black face in the past and will give him another chance to lead the country, but will not tolerate a TV commentator who inarticulately expressed support for our vets. Don Cherry may not have communicated as sophisticatedly as the cancel culture crowd would have liked, but he should not have been removed. I agree. Don Cherry is an institution in Canada. He's a color guy on the hockey broadcast up there. And he was basically saying he doesn't think Canadians are supporting the vets and the new citizens up there should get involved. He called them you people, and that's why he got this. horrible place we are in the world today. If he made a mistake, and I don't really think that's a real big mistake. It's his point of view. And if I were a vet, a Canadian vet born overseas, I'd say, hey, give me the microphone, Don. And that's how I would handle it, rather than destroying the man. Okay, so impeach the media bumper stickers. You buy a book, we'll give you one free. If you get a free sticker with a sign book. Free sticker with a sign book. And that's a good Christmas gift. I hand-sign collector's editions for Christmas. You might want to check that out. And you can buy a pack of 5 Impeach the Media stickers. Give them to everybody. It's a good discussion point. If you buy all of my killing books, you get a membership, premium membership, the rest of your life. And so you got 8 books, and then you can give them out, presents, and save buku money on premium membership, you're in. Got to be thinking about this. All of our promotions can save you a lot of money. Premium and concierge members get big discounts on everything. I will be in Mesa, Arizona on Saturday. There are 200 tickets left. That's all. So you guys want to see me in the Valley of the Sun, Mesa right outside of Phoenix? Come on down. We're going to have a blast. Everything else is sold out. See you tomorrow.